Glanbia Cheese, in a recent competition, won a bunch of medals, and I talked to Peggy Watland, spokesperson for Glanbia. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. 14 more medals. Do you guys ever go to a U.S. Championship cheese contest and not win a ton of medals?
No, we haven't, you know, and I just sat and added them up between the U.S. and the world. I think I was over 120 medals since they started counting. So it becomes a contest, I think, within the plant where the guys challenge each other and come up with new ideas, and then they go to work and make it happen.
Give me an idea of the judges. What do? You send in fresh Asiago, and the judges take a bite and smack their lips and go, mmm.
Yeah, and I haven't personally attended a judging competition, so I really don't know what they all do. But I know, I saw pictures in an article, there's several walking around in white lab coats, and I think they test for texture, taste, the flavor, full-bodied, is it crumbly, is it creamy, is it... You know, certain cheeses are supposed to react a certain way. And so they start checking the boxes. And I know the one that Twin won the gold medal for ended up in the top 20 of all of the entries. So that was a first for us and quite exciting. They didn't get the grand prize, but hey, top 20 is pretty good out of over 2,000 entries.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.